You are listening to the podcast of Frontline Ministries International. We pray you will be empowered as you listen to this week's message.
Worship, Lord, to come out of the grave, to come out of the grave clothes that have been surrounding us and holding us, because you're the one who resurrected. You're the one who is on high. You're the one, Lord, who brought us up from the ashes and made beauty for all that we've held, all that's come against us, all that's been involved in our life, all that would target us against your love, away from you. You provided the way. You provided complete solution covering venues for us and opportunities for us to lean into who you are and what you've done. That's love. That's true freedom. That's the way that you have of the kingdom that provides everything. You're the one, God. You're the one, Jesus. You're the one. And it's by your Spirit. It's not by anything we can do, we can create. It's not like that. And you love us so much that you'll meet us right where we are and you'll bring us up from the grave, out. So we thank you, Father, that when we sing these songs and when we worship you, Lord, you touch our soul. Our spirit's able to rise. Our spirit that can connect with you. You touch our thinking. You touch our emotions. You touch the very place of our will that says, just rest in me or not. You touch those places, Lord, by your spirit. There's no other way that will bring anything other than what you've ordained for us ultimately. So we thank you, Father, that you bring us to that point of surrender every moment, every day, every hour, with every thought, with every feeling, with every emotion, God. That's the challenge, Lord. Will we receive your fire and walk in it? Will we move in tandem with the fiery one, the inferno from heaven that is meant to move mountains? God, you said you'd raise up an army and rescue the hurt, the broken, the lost. You've said that, God, and today we choose to receive everything that you have, everything that you are. Lord, we go from place to place, from moment to moment, giving a smile to someone, guarding our mouths, guarding our tongues, realizing that we're frail, imperfect people. So we thank you, Father, that frailty, that fragility, Lord, is being removed, God. You're strengthening us in the inner man, Ephesians 3:16. You're strengthening us, and we call on you now to strengthen us in the inner man, in our soul, because you desire above all else that we would prosper in our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions, and our body. The places, God, that are imperfect. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that our spirits connect with heaven today. And our spirit, Lord, by your power, empowered by you, will affect our thinking. Holy Spirit, affect us, affect our thinking, affect our emotions, God. We don't want to walk through life with fragile emotions, walk through life with a fragile mind, walk through life with a fragile will that's bruised and damaged and broken. You repair the breach, and you've called us to be repairers of the breach. We cannot if we are not. We will not if we don't receive from you. So, Lord, thank you that today is a day of change and transformation. And, Lord, we believe that you've been breathing on what you've been leading and putting together. So, Lord, we just cooperate with that. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Kim and team. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. Today is a new day. for me. Remember going into Legends Nursing Home and speaking those exact words over Pastor Ken Martin's wife, who couldn't speak. She couldn't speak. She had had a stroke. And there was what we call an outreach going on there. And Pastor Ken and his wife have gone home to be with the Lord. And we've transitioned from having a specific weekly outreach there to other things at this moment. But I remember the day, the Lord's just quickening me right now. And I said to her, I said, today is a new day for me. Can you say that? How many remember that? How many were there? How many saw that? And she was able to speak. She agreed with heaven. And the Lord opened her mouth, opened her, enabled her when she couldn't speak from the results of a stroke. And she was able to echo those words. Today is a new day for me. So no matter where we are, no matter what we've seen, no matter where we're going, no matter what we're doing, today is a new day for me. There's power in those words. So let that be your declaration today. We're going to begin this next part of the morning after beautiful worship. We're just going to put the lights out. And kids, we have not shown this yet. I've not seen it yet. And I'm sure it's great, but this is a video of your mission trip for Green Light Missions. And many of us were part of that, and we thank God for that. But we want, is everybody out from the office and in? We want them to see it, because they were an integral part. Okay, whoever, I don't know. We just want to make sure, because you want to see it. So guys, this is what the Lord's doing in the very young ones here. And the older ones are trying to catch up in a lot of ways, right? Okay, so let's watch this. This is what happened about a month ago. Is there music? Do we want to start it over again? Lord, we thank you that whatever seems to continuously erupt when we try to show videos and things, it's not whatever it is, Lord, that you will lead us in a way for this to be in the past, overcoming whatever it is, to be able to have whatever is needed so that this is not something that continues. Thank you, Lord. It happened yesterday morning. These things happen, but you know, we get to the point where we want to say, Lord, let's see if we can minimize this or end it completely. Is there anything you want to say about Green Light Mission since you're not? Amen. Okay. We had a major problems last Tuesday and everything shut down. So we thank God, Josh and others jumped into that, and whatever the Lord did, it was wild, wild week. And that's just one part of it, just the sound and all of that. So that yesterday, for Freedom Cry, it was wonderful. We had a glitch in the morning, but that turned around. So it was beautiful. So I don't know what's going on here. 4 minutes? Okay, well, we're not going to talk here. What we'll do, what we thought would be interesting today, in addition to other things, and after the kids are not going to be here for all of this, is we know that yesterday's Freedom Cry was so, so strong and powerful, and we kept believing that the Lord was doing a new thing, doing something different, and we could say it to everyone here and release that, But to be in the middle of it and watch it happen was just pretty special. So I want to thank all of you who came, all of you who supported, all of you who took the steps to make this happen. I'm really grateful to you. A lot of things. Just while I'm prepping all this, we felt the Lord was saying, we're going to do it a little bit differently. We're still having speakers come in, but we're going to double the effects somehow. And so we brought in two gals who had been involved in human trafficking and survived it and overcome the atrocities of that. And so that was monumental. It really was. And so in the morning, we had Melissa, who came in. We flew her in from Texas, she and her husband. How many were able to just be touched by that, touched by her? We're going to hear from some of you this morning on what the Lord was speaking to your heart through testimony. There's power in testimony. So thank you for coming out and supporting her. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. These are not slick people who, okay, you know, I'll see if I can fit you into my life type people. They just want to serve, and they know Jesus. So there was a lot to do to get them to that point for them in their world. And just like you guys face things, how many face things in their life? How many face things at home? How many face things this morning? How many are dealing, right? Can you imagine? Not dealing. How many of you can imagine, or can you imagine what it might be like to get free of a lot of the evils that really were ridiculous that came towards them? And then listen to the Lord, have an encounter with the Lord, and somehow find yourself here, and then having prayer over you for your life, in the way that you were affecting not only people here, but what was going to go viral from that. Just can't even imagine. You need vision, which takes maturity. How many can hear that? Those are tough words. You need vision, it takes maturity. Because if you don't have vision, you cannot see. And if you're not mature, you don't have vision. That's the truth. I speak that to my own world, my own life. It's true. We all need vision. So with that, we stepped out with, you know, for these gals and their husbands. And we had prayer for them while we were here. Friday night, Saturday in the morning, Saturday before they spoke, Saturday after they spoke. This morning when a couple of them left the Larson house and two left yesterday, she and her husband. So for that alone, let alone... We spoke, but you're used to us. Chief Brink came. Darcy Knight came. Suzanne came. And Patty Hostetler came. Suzanne Lewis Johnson. And these guys came and gave their time. And so all of you who served and came, thank you. You were encouraging. You carried the light. You were here. And you served, and it was so powerful. There were people I still don't know who were, I don't know these people who came. A lot of new people. I didn't meet everybody. And you're going to see some pictures, which I haven't seen yet, but I was told there's some really cool pictures, and then some of you will share. So really awesome. So this is a great day, and we had a complimentary lunch. You know, guys know what that means? We fed everybody food when they came. So... everybody got a complimentary lunch, which means they didn't have to pay. And then we had some places that donated some things, and then we paid the rest, or they chunked, you know, gave us a chunk, a big discount. And I want to give a huge, before we go on, a huge, huge thank you to Michelle and Rachel and their wonderful spouses for everything that she did. Huge. Because they had to put up with me. So what's going on? What's happening? Can we talk? Can we have a meeting? And go through all these things while we're in Mozambique. You know, Troy's saying, okay, Rachel's got this connection. What do you think about this? So there was such a discovery process that went on to bring these people in and to get just the right mix of people for what God wanted to do. That was huge. And we told them that yesterday, and we told the, we're going to call them overcomers. We told those ladies that. Yeah. And you know what, you guys, I want to tell you, you young ones, when we say they're overcomers, that means that some of the people who were sharing things went through very, very, very bad things that hurt them a lot and hurt their families. And they turned to Jesus. Jesus made himself known. Jesus encountered them. That means he came to them and he rescued them out of bad, bad things. And now they have fallen in love with Jesus and they love him and they know him. And then they're coming and sharing what Jesus means to them and what he did for them. So the people you were out with last night for dinner, people who stayed at your house too, those people, they got rescued by Jesus. And those of us who know him, know Jesus, we've been rescued. Out of all the things that could happen in the future, sin, I should say, and all the things that separate us, keep us from knowing our daddy in heaven. So you guys, all of you, you guys, I'm so proud of you. You're part of Greenlight Missions. You know what that means? That you're saying, I'm going to give up myself to go see if I can tell somebody else about Jesus. I'm going to do that. You did it. And I'm really grateful to you guys and all the people that helped you. So here's a video that talks a little bit about that. I haven't seen it yet, okay? So that's for you. With joy in our hearts, we declare that Jesus is Lord. Okay, you can start it over if you don't need to keep it going. Just back it up with sound if you're not sure. It's not working? Okay. Is it everything back there? We can't show the RFL video? Or just this? See, sometimes these things happen, guys. So we ask Jesus to help us so that we can move forward. Yes, Lord. Well, one of the things we're going to do today, we can do this kind of busy work right now, is we're going to pass out some material to you. That means papers, because we're going to pray. So this is a fun Sunday. They're all fun Sundays. We'll share a few things, and we're going to pray over some of the things that God is putting on our hearts to do, because he's leading it. Just give me a thumbs up when we're ready. So first of all, we have a conference coming up. That means a place where people are coming to share about Jesus. You guys know that. And it's Relentless Pursuit. Yesterday, in our amazing materials that Rachel and her team put together, Rachel and Michelle and the team, these very glossy, nice-looking brochures or flyers were in there, okay? Sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes I'll take, you know, one of my folders, and I'll put it on a shelf and never see it again. But the good news is I'm usually involved in things, so I have an idea of what's in there. But for those folders that I've stacked on the shelves from other things I've gone to, I look at it later and say, oh, I wish I would have seen what was in there. So those of you who were here yesterday and you got a glossy one, it's in your folder. Take it out and give it away, okay? But today, everybody gets something. So the ones who have one in their folder, we're going to ask that you would take this flimsy paper that you can give to somebody you want, but it's not a real nice one. We just don't have enough glossy paper. So Troy, if you can lead that and everybody gets something to pray over today. Everybody. But the ones who already have the glossy in their folder, you get that out at home. But the ones who don't, you don't have a folder, you still get, you get a glossy one today. We're going to pray over. Everybody gets one of these. Okay? And then, we're going to do the same with this. This is a mission brochure that we have. Can you guys see this? The one, it has the same on the front that we've always had, but there's new content in it, some new content. But everybody gets one of these today. Oh, I had it in my folder yesterday. Doesn't matter. Okay, because you're not giving it away when you get home. So everybody gets one of these. Okay, everybody. Everybody gets one of the Relentless Pursuit flyers. Everybody gets one of these. Okay. And everybody gets this new one. Rachel and others worked very hard on this and probably won't be read unless we pass it out and pray over it, and then hopefully you'll have an idea. So everybody gets one of these. This is what was going on yesterday from our perspective. I've not seen this till today, but this goes with it. So it's a donation, something somebody put together. Rachel can pass it out. So everybody gets one of those too. And they would not have been in your folder. They would be on the table back there. So we can have some prayer. Okay. So after we do that, then we're going to bring a few people up to give us an overview, give us their thoughts about what happened yesterday. Because I don't know about you, one of the reasons we keep these young ones in here for sometimes part of the, you know, sometimes the entire service, but other times a long part of it, is so that they're inundated with vision, even if they don't understand it. It's going out in the spirit. And whether we realize it or not, you know how you're sitting at dinner and you're whispering or talking to your husband or your wife or your friend, and then the child is like sitting two seats down and knows exactly what you said, but you didn't think you did? So they pick up more than you realize. So that's one of the reasons. We'll figure it out. Thank you, Jesus. It worked yesterday. Darcy was our first speaker yesterday, the assistant prosecutor, and we had had a glitch in the beginning because it was a new system, our temporary one, I think. And so it was a little awkward for her because she didn't have her PowerPoint the way she had prepared it. But she's a pro, and she did really well, and then we got it fixed. And then we didn't have any other problems the rest of the day. So God is good, and we had a lot of media, or some media anyway. So we wanted to give you some things this morning. Okay, while you're sitting there, you can look at these things. Everybody should have a Relentless Pursuit flyer. Does everybody have one of these? Can somebody who's passing those out? Okay, Troy or somebody? Okay, well, they don't have one. So can you just raise your hand again if you didn't get it? It's okay. It doesn't matter. Just raise your hand so you get one. There you go. Okay, there we go. Okay, does everybody have one of these? Gal right here. Denny, there's more people here. Put your hand up if you didn't get a Relentless Pursuit flyer. Okay, how about these guys? We're just trying to help the children. Okay. Okay. Okay, can I have those things up here, the extra ones, please? Thank you. Any other extra ones? Okay. Do we have the Relentless Pursuit flyer? Are there any extra extra Redemption for Life flyers? Is there anybody who did not get a Redemption for Life flyer? Okay, but there's no extras. We had exactly the right amount. Okay. Okay. All right, the first one we're going to look at. Here. Okay, you guys, if you want to take a look at this, we'll just leave it here, and you can look at it, those who can read, and there's pictures. Here. Okay. You have one there? Can have one there. Here, guys. You can have those. Everybody can have one. We're going to look at it because we're going to pray. Okay. Now I've got all this passed out. Okay. We're good? We're good. Okay, guys. Hang on to these. And what we're going to do right now is look at the video, okay? Let's not make paper airplanes with this stuff, you guys. Let's not do that today. Or any day. Yeah. Okay. There's your video. With joy in our hearts, we went to declare Jesus is Lord. Elementary.
Junior high. For 3 days, we came together to make him known.
Let me tell you, oh my friend, about this joy I'm living in. Let me take the mic, go on and testify how I was dead and then I came to life. No more living in the dark of night. Now everything's alright. I've been changed.
That's it. Go into all the nations.
Is that awesome? Is that amazing? Wow. Way to go, guys. Wasn't that fun? I love it. Thank you. Audrey did that? Audrey, thank you. Where are you? Audrey and Andy. Woo! That's really cool. You'll be seeing more of Audrey. She's interning with us. So welcome her as a new frontline intern. That doesn't mean you do less. That means she does more. Just kidding. No, she's just kidding you. But she had an opportunity on her first day this week to be out at Jackson High School and also Stark State with Carly. So that was on her first day. So she'll be helping us in a lot of ways and learning and growing in a lot of ways. So we welcome you to that place so everybody knows. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, that was cool. So we want to pick this up and look at it because we're going to talk about Freedom Cry after this. But take a look at this. And I I remember Mike McCray. Mike, are you here? Oh, here's Mike. And I said, he says, PMP, I want to start working on this. Relentless Pursuit is around the corner. What's the theme? And the Lord was speaking, and it was maturity. Maturity. Have fun, Mike. So God bless him. He went to the Lord, and he came up with a tree. And through a few tweaks and such, you're looking at this amazing tree. But the vision of a tree representing a solid tree that's not going to crumble, fall in the face or in the place of adversity, but one that's going to provide the shelter from the storm, one that will have deep roots that will go into the ground and not just stay as a little seedling that can be blown over by the mighty negative winds in life or the winds that we think are tough, that God uses for sure. So there's going to be a step up. I don't know what that looks like. We always think that because that's what the Bible says. We go from glory to glory. So this is about our glorious Jesus. Take us by the hand. We're your little kids. And we want to grow. We want to mature. We want to be anchored in you. So we're not just falling into that, oh, I said it again. I did it again. Ugh. We want to be able to mature in ways so that our soul is under the control of our spirit man that's perfect. Our spirit, I should say, that's triggered by the Lord when we're born again, that our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions, our body, and that way we will be more effective in being part of God's army. We won't be, babies. So we're going to run that race, and we're strengthening ourselves. We're strengthening, spiritually strengthening. We're training and strengthening. It's not just physical strengthening, it's spiritual strengthening that will affect our mind, our will, our emotions, our body. We have tons of examples around us. And the Lord's saying, that's nice to have an example. Now become the message yourself. So that's what this is about. So these are the people who will be there. It's Papa Mel right there. Many papas here. And you see Pastor Jose as well. Pastor Jose, they all send their greetings this week. You see Ben and you see us, and everybody's really excited. And you know, so far we've talked with everybody and they said, so what are the dates? Okay, we'll see you there. They're not concerned. What do I need to say? What do I need to do? Because they're very mature and they're ready to share, and it's going to be amazing. So you would be wise to figure out something different for your lives if you're thinking, in any way, you would be wise. Because when the Lord's trying to help us mature, he's got a reason and he's got a way. And this is one of the very big ways that we see here. So I just love this picture and I love these people. And so what we want to do is invoke the help of all these guys right here because they all have one. And anybody in the back who didn't get one, any kids, come on up and get one so you can put your hand. You can have your own copy. So Judah, Josiah, anybody that, now the babies, we're going to pass on that. But Naomi, anybody, There you go, Gabriel. Come on. We're going to give you something here. There you go, buddy. Okay, anybody else? So you can help. All right. Because we're going to ask you to put your hand on this, so you need to have your own. Everybody else has one? Joe, you need one? Okay. Anybody else? Yeah. This is actually part of Green Light Missions. When we go and have fun and go to the neighborhoods, whew, the Lord is saying, wow, watch out for this one. They're falling in love with me. Here you go, sweetie. Yeah. Anybody else? Everybody has one, right? And what we'd like you to do, and your parents are going to have to help with this because the kids are kind of scattered, just asking you to get in little groups. And we're going to all, including the children, we're all going to put hands on this flyer. And then you parents will have to lead it. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray for what God wants to do in these people, for these people. The ones who are coming. The ones who will be touched. What God wants to do. There you go. I think he's yours. But what God wants to do in the community, what he wants to do in this region, what he wants to do in the nation, what he wants to do. Here, sweetheart. You ready to pray? Okay. So you're modeling to these little people, as well as those who know Jesus have the same spirit that you do. We don't want to forget that. You guys have something back there? You're cool? That's good. All right. So could you please stand up and move? We had tables yesterday that were around. That was really nice. We could have a little different venue. Just get a handful. We don't need a great big group because you just want to be with your friends or whatever. Just small group. Find people, maybe three or four or so, and we're going to lay hands. You know, if you want to do it by family, feel free to do that. But we're going to pray. So if everybody can do that. You may have to gather around Cameron. He's holding the baby in the back, so he can't move. Oh, okay. Family's there. I didn't see you. Okay, good. Thanks for waving your hand. Saw a man on a chair. Didn't want you to be alone back there, man. Okay, now all of you take a look at those who don't have someone they're sitting with. Who would that person or people be? You go to them. There's other people who are by themselves. Okay. Here we go. So everybody put their hands on one of these. You're teaching, you're modeling, you're helping. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Okay, whatever you're doing, this work, put it down. Thank you. Forget it. We're going to pray. Oh, I wasn't talking to you, babe. I was talking back here. But if you... Oh, I was getting in trouble. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that we're coming together as a family, as a spiritual family, right now. And we're saying, we're all in. We're all in. We're all in. We can't do this without being all in. And you're asking us to do things that are ridiculous, it seems, sometimes. So, Father, we need you. We can't do this. We lay ourselves down. We can't just put on a conference and hope it works. Lord, we're doing things spiritually. This is the venue you've given us. So we're putting our hands on this right now, and we're declaring by faith that we're all in. And we're declaring, Lord, that in this season, that you're really, really, really speaking to each one of us about our part in that all in. So you guys pray out. Go for it. That was my intro. I'm just going to pass the mic around from group to group. So some of you can just pray out so we can do that. I know you're praying within your groups, so we're starting there and just increasing, so I'll just be a runner here. So somebody here want to pray out for this?
Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for this conference. Lord, I'm even reminded how this conference was a huge turning point in my life, Lord, that you brought promises fulfilled, that you called my heart to the nations through this conference. And so, Father, I just lift up every person, Lord, who you desire that would be here, Lord, the ones that would come with your heart for the nations, God, and that you would encourage them, you would speak to their hearts, Lord, that you would set up those divine connections for them, that you would give them visions, that promises would be fulfilled in people's lives. So, God, I thank you for this flyer. I thank you that as we pass these flyers out, Lord, and that the word gets out, Lord, that you are drawing, Lord, lay down lovers to come to this conference to experience your heart, Lord, to be convicted, to grow deeper in relationship with you and to go out into the nations and to go after the ones. So, Father, we lift this up to you. Lord, we thank you for the safe traveling for every one of our pastors that we have invited, Lord. We thank you that there won't be any complications with their flights, Lord, but that there would be smooth transitions and transportation in Jesus' name. Father, we pray even now that your Holy Spirit would just begin to hover over them, speak to them the words that you would want them to release to us, Father. Over our pastors, Lord, we just bless them and we speak your protection around them and their families, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the outpouring that will be released, God, during this weekend, Lord. Father, our hearts are ready. Our hearts are ready to have more of you. So, Father, this weekend, Lord, we are expecting great things. So, God, let our faith arise. God, stir our hearts to stay prayerful and mindful about this event, Lord. And we just thank you in advance, Holy Spirit, for the power that will be released, Lord, for the conviction that will pierce our hearts, God, that will keep us going deeper into the ground of your heart, Father, that we would stay rooted and grounded and that we would rise up as the church in this hour, Lord, and be your hands and feet, not just in our nation, God, but around the world. So thank you for what you are doing, Father. Thank you for the stirrings and the shakings that will be released over this conference. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we just thank you for specifically, where was mine, for our pastors here, for Pastor Bill and Pastor Murray Pat, Lord, as it's leading up to the conference, Lord, that you would be with them, that you give them wisdom in all the decisions, Lord, and that just your spirit would be on them, and the word that you would have them release this year at Relentless Pursuit, that it's a new word, it's a new place of increase, Father God, that the tree is growing and in maturity. Just a great step forward, Father, for this conference. We just thank you for that and your hedge of protection over them, your blood covering them, Father, and Lord, that you just lead and guide in the coming weeks in Jesus' name.
Lord, and we just thank you that your anointing is upon this conference, Lord God. We thank you that you are providing safety, travels, and around each of our speakers, Lord God, health and strength as they prepare, Lord. We just thank you, Father, that you are with them, that you are with this house, Lord, and that everything would come together, Lord, in order for your name to be glorified, Lord God. We just thank you that you are the one leading this, Lord God, and that you are the one directing the steps to fulfill this and make this happen. So we just thank you, Father, that you, your heart would continue to be revealed to us, Lord, that you would prepare our hearts, Father, just as the scripture verse on there says, Lord, that we would have ears to hear, Lord, what your spirit is saying. So we thank you, Holy One, for this amazing time that we will have together, Father, where we will just fall more in love with you, Lord. So we just thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for your heart, for drawing us into your presence, Lord. And we thank you for all the pastors that have said yes, Lord God, to being here with us. So we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Anybody in this room? I just heard the word love. So, Lord, we just agree with that. We thank you, God, that
everyone who's coming to this conference, the speakers, and then just even people that we may invite that may not know you, God, that they would encounter your love, they would see you, they would receive your peace, God. And we just thank you for that word of love over us, over this house, over our pastors and this conference and everything that you're doing. God, we thank you that your hand is on this, and we bless you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Father, I just pray for maturity, that the root, the seed has been planted, and that we will be firm through this, Father God. And I just pray, Lord God, that those who are looking to come, that you will make a way to clear that schedule, Lord God, so that they can come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those who are wondering, well, I'll be up way too late and this and that, that if they choose you, Father God, that you will give them that rest for the next day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because the choice would be coming here, Father, in the name of Jesus, and there's no rest like the rest that you give, Father. And I just pray for traveling mercies over everyone who's traveling for this, and I just thank you and praise you.
Father, we thank you for this event. Lord, our hearts rise in gratitude. Lord, maybe we be instructed and overflowing with thankfulness to you. And as we become built up and rooted and grounded as that tree, Lord, may this event fortify something in us that we can grow stronger. And we invite the flow of your Spirit, Lord, to be through this conference, just flowing out, Lord. Blow, Holy Spirit, blow on this conference, and let us receive with thankfulness. We bless you, Jesus. Amen.
Father, I thank you that part of our go is right here, Lord, at Relentless Pursuit. Father, where we get to serve you, and as we serve others, Lord. Father, and I thank you yesterday. It was such an amazing flow of everybody joining together to minister to your heart through Freedom Cry. And Lord, I pray that same willingness to serve you, Jesus, will be there as we prepare as a body for Relentless Pursuit through prayer, through fasting, through serving and giving of our hearts beforehand and during the conference.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for what you did with Freedom Cry. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you and we lift you up, God, and we bless you. And I pray, Lord, that as we're moving towards Relentless Pursuit, Father, that there would be a building in the Spirit, Lord God, in many different ways, Lord, that there would be a continuation in every way, Lord. We just ask, Lord, for that building and just that it would overflow and pour out during Relentless Pursuit. Father, we pray that every person that you have called to be there, Father, would be there and that they would not be snatched away in any way by the enemy, Lord. We just pray that nothing that you have for us to receive during Relentless Pursuit could be snatched away, Father. And Lord, we also pray that just that the prodigals would come home, Lord God. I just pray, Father, we just call out, we cry out, Lord, before your throne of grace, Lord God. We just cry out for the prodigals, Lord. And I just feel stirred to pray, Lord, that somehow you would use Relentless Pursuit to bring the prodigals who we have been crying out for, some for years, Lord God, that you would just use this conference, God, to bring them home.
Yeah, Lord, so we just reading from Ephesians 3, it says, so I humbly kneel in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father, every father and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that he would unveil within us the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Yes, so Lord, in this conference, just that there would be Holy Spirit, such a release of your goodness, of your power, to reveal Jesus in us. Just that the Holy Spirit would just have such freedom to work and flow, to reveal the depth of riches and glory in Christ inside of us, over everyone who attends the conference, over the speakers in a greater measure, even as they're preaching, even as they're teaching, that they would just stop in the middle of their teaching with such a fresh revelation of Christ inside of them through the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray that the Holy Ghost would just be like a paintbrush, just painting Christ over every person throughout this whole conference. It would just be a wonderful revelation, a power revelation, really. It's just a release, a flood, like if the floodgates could open, revelation would flow freely. Lord, just open up the dams in our hearts even. That's where you're calling us, just inside of us. The dams would be open. Lord, thank you that light and glory would be released. Again, Holy Ghost, we give you freedom and access to do this deeper into Christ, deeper into peace, deeper into a place of power and rest, and really where faith abides strongly. So thank you, Holy Ghost, that you are the enabler. You are the strengthener. You're the teacher. You're just the wonderful oil, the light, everything you do to just reveal the truth and glory of Christ in us. So thank you so much for that, Jesus.
Lord, we just ask you to bless the leaders that are coming for the conference, Lord, that we just thank you that schedules were able to align, Lord, that everybody that's supposed to be here is going to be here, Lord, and just we just thank you for the growth that is going to happen, Lord, the growth from everybody that's attending, Lord, those that have never heard you, Lord, those that have never heard your name, Jesus, we just thank you for the growth, the maturity, Lord, that you're going to be able to reach out, Lord, and just grab those and draw those in closer to you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for the light that you're going to shed upon the darkness, Lord, that you're going to reach out, Lord, and just able to overcome just the ones that are hurting, the ones that have just felt shame and regret and neglect, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that you're going to reach out, Lord. You're going to bring those home, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for your relentless pursuit, Lord, of those that need you most, that are hurting, Lord. We just thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Just agree with that. Thank you, Jesus, for the mighty outpouring that you are releasing, God, and that this would be a catalyst for revival, Lord, for just such an awakening in Stark County and Summit County and all around Ohio, God. Lord, this is such a pivotal time, even as we near 2020, Lord, and with the elections and so much at stake, Lord, we thank you, God, that this is critical, and we partner with you. We step into everything that you're saying, Lord. Put people on our hearts that we can invite, that we would not shrink back or be shy, that we would actually be bold in our faith. And we trust you for all that you're going to do. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we just thank you that this year, more than any other year, this is going to be a regional conference that impacts the body of Christ across Northeast Ohio, where there have been people who have been invited, who are connected to other places or are part of other bodies or leading other churches, Father, that they would be drawn as well to be refreshed, to be strengthened, God, that this would be something that would begin to flow into our community beyond the circle of frontline, but that we would look into our circles of influence as individuals and invite people who may continue to be connected other places, Father, but that can be strengthened and release your peace and release your presence into their circles of influence, God. So we just thank you that as pastors have come in here for prayer events and as leaders have come in for yesterday, for Freedom Cry, for other conferences, Father, that this would be a year where many, many would be drawn from all across Northeast Ohio to see a shift in our entire community, Father, towards you, towards revival, towards the heart of heaven being released over every person in Stark County, Summit County, Father, Portage, and the counties that surround us, in Jesus' name.
Father, I just bring before you the message, God, the message that will be spoken by each speaker, Father, that they would be Holy Spirit led, and Father, that they would fall on mature ears, God. I just speak over this conference a maturity and a growing up of believers in any part of their walk, Father, where it may be weak, God, that I would grow up, that we would mature in any place that we are immature, in any place that we are still a child, so that we would be ready for this time in this nation's history, God. And I echo everything that everybody said as far as the regions and what areas of Ohio and as far as Ohio, even further than Ohio, that this conference will touch, God, and that message will be something that we receive, eagerly, that we receive without question, our spirits will connect with their spirits, God, and see what you're doing, Father. Know what you're doing in this time and know what our place is and what our position is, and that we would walk in that position with a level of maturity that knows the heart of God, and that we can move with you, Father, that this would be like not just a filling up of our tanks, Father, but that we would have like nuclear energy from this, God, or this would be like the hydrogen fuel cell, God. There's so much energy around us, Father, that this is what it would be. This would be energy that would get us going, and get us up and get us moving, Father, and that we would be mature in our actions. Grow us up, God, in any area that we are not mature yet, Father. We ask for that, Father. We ask you to do that to us here, Father, and anybody that comes to this conference, Father, that they would come with a hungry heart and a heart that is willing to be courageous enough to receive what you have and then grow in that, to weed out the areas that block your message into our heart, God, to weed out the areas that cause confusion or anything, and just grow us up into mature believers to be those people that can be part of that catalyst that moves the church forward into that place where we are turning this country around to where it used to be, God, that this conference would be a pivotal spot to turn even this nation, Father. We just call that into this conference, Father, that those places in this nation, as far as the political arena, abortion and alternative lifestyles and political bashing and hurting of people and just the lack of love, Father, that this would be a pivotal place where we could see that and we could understand it. And then as we go out as mature believers with that message, mature believers walking in that message, mature believers accepting that message and shedding off anything that gets in its way, God, that we will push this nation forward into the place where it's coming closer into your heart, God, closer into your ways, Father. We just ask you, Father, for this conference here, God, to have that kind of power, for this conference to have like an Isuzu power, for this conference to have like the revivals of old, God, and even more and even further, God, that we would be the beginning of a revival here, Father, that would just explode in this place out into this surrounding areas, that the churches in this areas, even if they people aren't attending this conference, God, that they would feel the power that's coming from here, Father, and that power would go out and wake up everybody into becoming that mature Christian that would take your message and go forward with it, not mess around anymore, to realize that we are in a time and a place where Satan is stealing our children, stealing people out of the faith, God, that we become mature and we just do the business of heaven in Jesus' name. And we thank you for this conference, God, that this will be something that we can remember as a place that, hey, that is where I started to move in this direction. And we saw dominoes fall. We saw strongholds fall. We saw chains broken in Jesus' name.
Father, I just thank you for the fire of your presence surrounding this place and surrounding each and every speaker, even now. Lord, for heavenly encounters for the people that you're going to draw into this place. Lord, that people would walk in excited and expecting. Lord, that people would come to this place with an expectation because of an encounter that drew them here. Lord, whether that's a conversation they have with one of us that's inviting them, or it's a dream or something that draws them to this place, people would walk in with an expectation, Father. As they carry that expectation into this place, it would lead to a corporate encounter, Father, that would just open the heavens. So I thank you, Lord, that your presence surrounds each and every one of us, that your presence just falls in a mighty way over this conference, Lord, that you would use each and every speaker, that you would use each and every volunteer in a mighty way to see the grace and freedom and power and fire of God fall. Thank you, Lord.
Just declare that we won't just meet together in conference, but we'll meet together with the Lord in communion for relentless pursuit.
Can we have our eyes up on the screen so we can look at these two scriptures? They were mentioned and talked through yesterday. Let's look at these together and as one. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so we would walk in them. So, Lord, we lift up Ephesians 2:10. We thank you, Lord, that you prepared beforehand good works. You prepared so we would walk in them. Help us, Lord, get the right order in our hearts. Father, in Proverbs 16:3, Amplified, commit your works, based on Ephesians 2:10, to the Lord. Submit and trust them to him, and your plans will succeed if you respond to his will and guidance. So, Father, we lift up Ephesians 2:10, Proverbs 16:3, which sets the order of your weight in this, your weight in our lives, your weight. Thank you, Lord. Father, you prepared before the beginning of the foundation of the world, for example, that Audrey was to be here, and you sent us to Columbus for other reasons, we thought, which were really good, and we connected together, and you brought her here. All of these things, for example, of a real life, points to you. Let us see ourselves that way, that we don't get, that we don't think that you are not the one in charge. You are God, and you're looking for those who will walk in humility with a humble and contrite spirit. Lord, that when we pray in your name, we're saying, what do you say, Holy Spirit, about every action, every word, every deed, everything that proceeds from our mouth and our actions, God, that we would check with you, talk with you, be led by you, Holy Spirit, who reigns inside of our lives. So we commit these two scriptures into your hands, covering this ministry, covering each one here, covering our lives, God, that you indeed are in charge. And when we say it's all about you, we're not fooling you or ourselves, because we can't fool you. So thank you, Lord. Let it be. So thank you, Father, for this commitment today before you, for this is your idea. And you breathe on your idea. We don't ask you to bless what we've come up with. We flow with you because you give us the desires of your heart in our heart. Father, let us see that. And let us see, God, the bigger picture of what you're really saying and doing, because you're very, very, very creative, and you know how to get our attention. Father, I pray that for this event, that we can even look at this more as an encounter, not an event. That's just our word, because what else can we say? We put things together. But Father, let this be a time of encounter between now and when this happens, and even beyond, for the next step. Just like you brought Brother Yun here last year. What have we done in our hearts, with our lives, with what he deposited and he was used for? The rest are coming, Lord. Where are we? What's our response to your goodness? What's our response to what you've said? Father, I pray that we will continue to step out of what we feel is our comfort zone, or what we feel is easier. And we'll step into what you say according to Ephesians 2:10 and Proverbs 16:3. So, Father, this is a rallying point today for you to be able to have the freedom. And you ask us to give you that freedom, even though you could do whatever you wanted. But you ask us to give you the freedom, as Kim was saying, for us to be able to say yes to you, where we will mature. We'll have eyes to see. May this be in a way that we've never, ever experienced before in the history of Frontline Ministries International. Do you have it, Andy? Huh? Yeah, it's the most recent? Is it the right one? Okay, just check. Let's put it on. This is just a reminder, and this is going to be tweaked for Relentless Pursuit, but I don't think we've seen it since then. This is for all of us. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk 2:14. Relationship. I was stirring up ahead. Bring the rain. There's a dance that's in your chair. You've given us the rhythm. Now we're stirring up the heavens. Bring the rain. To bring the rain. Bring the rain. Oh. so provoking. Lord, let it be. Can we all pick up the next brochure, the one for missions? This is local and I think this is just for international, isn't it, Rich? This one? We have another brochure that, again, we'll have for you later that says more about what we're doing locally, going downtown, you know, all things that we do. But this one I think is international missions, yeah. Sometimes people think, well, Frontline is known by international missions, and they're partially right because they don't realize that Frontline is whatever we are and do overseas, we are and do here. And we have to help people understand that because people like to box people in, and we don't want to do that. So the Lord is drawing people here who would like to participate in what we're doing overseas and what we're doing here, we believe. So we want to thank God for that. But I just really would like to have you look through this. And we're not going to take as much time, but I'm just going to ask for the groups that you're in right now. We're going to come and I'm going to come around. I'm just going to ask you to look at this, and we're going to speak out for missions so that we have a covering here as we go forward for relentless pursuit, for sure. Yeah. So take a look at this, and if you could put your hand on this, we're going to just pray corporately right now for what we have. Just take a look at the harvest, his heartbeat, and our hands. Everybody has one? The harvest, his heartbeat, our hands. Take a look at that. So we're daring to place our hands in his on the right panel, the one in the right, underneath the leper lady. Your life will never be the same. And then if you turn the page, you'll see, I think there's 20 nations there. It says from 1995 till now. Okay, put your hand on that, if you would. Looks like this. And we're just going to put our hands on all these nations. Okay, and while we do that, I'm going to read the back. It says, release living water. So put your hand on the nations. We're going to release living water. Father, we thank you that you give us a desire in our hearts to release living water in the deepest, darkest places, to the ends of the earth, to unreached people groups, to the persecuted church. Who will walk in the supernatural power of God? A new breed of missionary, burning ones who stop at nothing for the privilege of serving the Lamb. Father, we commit to you on the inside our hearts for Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And then in the middle, underneath heartbeat, Luke 4:18-19. I'm going to pass the mic around for your group. Luke 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So we're just going to pray for missions here, and this will include local as well as international. This is just our international brochure, our little one right now. We don't have the other one ready. But we're just going to pray Jesus, the ultimate missionaries, here and anywhere he went. So even outside of this door is our mission field. So we'll start here.
Lord God, we just thank you so much for your heart for missions, the heart that you have for each and every person that you've created, Lord God. And I thank you that you've given us this heart as frontline, Lord God. You've given us the calling to be out on your front line, Jesus, spiritually. So I just pray for each and every one of these nations listed on this paper, Lord God, on this brochure, Lord. I thank you that we've had the opportunity to go to these places, Lord God. And I thank you for Canton, right here, our local place, Lord God, that you've placed us here, that we can serve the people here. Just show them your true love, Lord God. And I just pray that we can continue to step out, continue to be bold in the mission that you have given us, Lord God. So I just thank you, Jesus, for your heart for everyone. And I just pray you continue to give us that heart and eyes to see these people in your name, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for your leading. Father, we thank you for your heartbeat, Father, that my heart is to say yes, Lord, in every way. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, Lord, all that you are calling us to, Father. And we just ask, Lord, for your anointing, Father, more and more as we step in and step out, Father. And we just thank you, Lord God, for the nations, Lord, that are going to see your glory, Father, as it arises, Father. They're going to see your light, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, for what's been starting, what's been swelling, Lord God, and what's about to break open, Father. We just praise you for that.
Thank you, Lord, for each and every destiny and nation that's represented here and every nation that we're being called to in the future. I thank you, Lord, that in that heart for missions, Father God, it's about the people. It's about lives. It's about destiny, Father God. It's about seeing people set free from captivity and bondage, Lord, and that you have light, you have destiny, you have freedom for each and every one of these places that are represented here and beyond. Lord, that you are the one answer for every single nation. So I thank you, Lord, for the way that you use each one of us, Father, to go out and bring freedom, Lord. I pray that you would continue just to release an anointing for that. I can ask that you would continue to bring freedom to each and every country and person, Lord, that we come in contact with. And Father, I thank you that as your anointing goes out before us, Father God, we would have testimonies rising up more and more, Father God, of freedom, of salvation, Lord God, of healing, of deliverance, and that we would give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Thank you.
She's coming.
Thank you, Lord God, that the harvest fields are more than ripe. They're more than ready, Father. And thank you that we have the privilege, the honor, and the blessing, Father, to go and reap that harvest, Father. God, I just thank you, Jesus, for every nation that we've been to, God. And I thank you, Lord, in advance for every nation that we're going to go to, Jesus, that you're not done. That the nations that are on the back of this pamphlet, Father, that's not it. That's not all you're doing, Jesus. Thank you that you have more. Thank you that we go from glory to glory. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about your kingdom. God, we just pray your kingdom come, your will be done, Lord God, here in our nation and all the nations, Lord God, of the world, Jesus. Lord, you said every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that you are Lord Jesus, Father. So that is our heart's cry, God, that every knee will bow, that every tongue will confess that you are Lord Jesus. And we won't stop. We won't stop till we see your kingdom come. We will go, we will go, we will go because that's your call, Jesus. We will go because that's your call, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you increase our hearts to go. You increase our hearts to love. You increase our hearts to see your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth. You increase our hearts continually, Jesus, for who you are and what you're doing, Lord God, for your kingdom purposes here on this earth, Jesus. We just thank you, God, that we get to be your children, that we get to be your vessels, that we get to be your hands and feet, that we get to be your go. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. It's a privilege, Lord. We just thank you. It's all about you, Jesus. And we just bless your name, God. Every country, Lord God, everything that you've done in the past, Lord God, on these trips, God, and everything that you're going to continue to do, Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you, Jesus. Lord, you are so good. Thank you for the nations, God. Thank you for your love for every single person in every single nation, God. Lord, thank you as we saw that picture on the video of Mikey that was painting on the door, stop for the one, Jesus. Let that be our heart's cry as well, Lord, that we stop for the one. Lord, even as we go to the nations, God, that every person that we can see through your eyes of love, Jesus, every person that we come across, Lord, we just thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your heart for the nations. Thank you for your heart for your kingdom to come here on this earth, Jesus. Lord, let us partner with you. We want to partner with you. We want to go when you say go, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God, I just pray for all those, God, that are called to frontline, God. I just pray, God, that you would lead us strategically, God, and most of all, that you would send your spirit, God, to these people, God, to speak to them individually, God, and speak to them through relentless pursuit or whatever you have, God, that they would be drawn here, God, and they would join into your heart, God. They would fully embrace everything that you're trying to speak to them, God. And we just bind the enemy over their lives, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have destined such breakthrough, God, to continue coming from this ministry and to expound, God. And we just pray that you'd bring the people in Jesus' name.
Father, I thank you that you have filled us with vision and experiences and encounters with you. And from those places, Lord, those places of maturity that you've put seeds in us and you've brought them up and you've created fruit to come from our lives, we take that fruit, Lord, and we go out in fruitfulness, Lord, to the nations and to the local areas, the highways and byways, and we find people, Lord, who are lost, who are hurting, who are broken, who are without vision.
Whoa.
Who are perishing. You said the harvest is surely ripe. Just look up. Just look up. It's ripe. Father, I thank you that you've given us eyes right here in our own local areas, in our neighborhoods, in our marketplaces, in our communities, Lord, as we go out and do outreach, as we're just in our own lives, even doing our personal time, Lord, that you put somebody in our face that needs to know who you really are. Father, I thank you that even right now there are people in our minds and our imaginations who you continue to bring to our imagination, Lord. There's nations, Father, that you bring to our imaginations, and you've called us to go. You've put a go inside of our hearts. And I thank you, Lord, that we carry this substance of heaven because you've deposited in us as sons and daughters. And from that place, Lord, we go and we impact nations. We impact people groups here locally and globally because you've made us sons and daughters. Because you've given us authority, you've put us a very unique aspect of who you are inside of us that the world has to see. And I thank you, Lord, that ultimately they get to see you. And because they see you, they'll be like you. And the world become a different place because they see you and become like you and follow you, become sons and daughters. Thank you for this privilege, Lord, as a house, as a body. Thank you, Lord, that we are affecting our region. We are affecting our local area and globally. Because you've put a mandate inside of our hearts, and we've come together as one people to do this. Though we're small people, thank you, Lord, we're increasing us. You're increasing us, Lord. Amen.
Father, I thank you for this small army of people that you've assembled together with the anointing you bring and give us all to go to the nations, Lord, to preach the good news. Father, we need your anointing, God, everywhere we go, whether it's locally or across the ocean. Father, I thank you, God, that you anoint us, God. and you have provided in so many ways protection and funds, every dollar that we've needed to go. Father, you're so faithful. Those are just testimonies in and of themselves, Father, but even the testimonies we see of healings and lives changed and added to your kingdom, Father, by just you anointing us, God. I thank you for every door opened to go to the nations and every door that's yet to be opened, God, that you'll provide, Father. I thank you for the small children, God, that you're raising up to be the next wave, the next army to go, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity, this great commission that we get to be a part of, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you just empower us for every step and every step forward for the kingdom, God. We just bless your name and just feel so privileged, God, that we're a part of this great mission. In Jesus' name.
There's a whole lot of change. Come your work is lacking on it, none stays the same. So hold on tight and follow really close. Cause God is good and he's in control. Clap your hands like this.
That's awesome. I love it. Praise the Lord. Okay, flip the lights. You guys, if you can't see back there, you may have to move up. We have a really cool video. With us. Exist to reach the forgotten. We recognize, respond, rescue, and restore.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true.
Thank you, Lord. How many of you are blessed by what the Lord released yesterday? It's mind-blowing. And several things that the Lord was doing in my heart as yesterday was going on. One of the things that he reminded me of, sometimes we can have an event like we did yesterday and think that this is brand new. And in one way, it's brand new in that we have the event. Another way, it's brand new in that it refreshes us to the situation that we're facing in the world regarding human trafficking. But then, as I was, you know, in part kind of refining the video, I'm going back through and I'm finding footage, and the footage of those girls waving and singing and worshiping in India, that was 2009, 2010. That was 10 years ago. And the Lord was already working his heart in when I was in that place. I don't know about you, but when I saw those kids that had been rescued out of human trafficking worshiping Jesus, it was some of the most pure worship I'd ever heard in my life. And it just brought me to tears because it was like, look at where they were headed. But then the Lord came in and rescued and brought them out of that dark place. But not only did he bring them out of that dark place and gathered them close to himself, he connected us with people who did that a while ago. And then all of those kids, as you guys heard Pastor Pat sharing yesterday, all of those kids then, when Pastor Israel Benjamin went to jail, those are the kids that all got put in various places. But it was what the Lord had deposited on the inside of them that when they were brought back and they continued to live free in Jesus despite the places that they were put. And what the Lord was driving home to my heart was is that even though yesterday it was like it's an awakening of the hearts and stirring it up, but I want you guys to know this is something that we've already been doing. These are connections and relationships that the Lord has brought us into. So to me, I'm asking myself when I was in India, why am I seeing this? Why am I being drawn close to this? Why do I have the honor and privilege to see these young people worshiping? You know what I mean? Like, why? Who am I? The Lord's saying, no, it's to recognize the hour and the season that we're living in. So in the same way, I believe the Lord wants to awaken our hearts to why were we sitting in here yesterday? Why did we hear the testimony of these women that were flown here from different parts of the United States to release the testimony of what God did on the inside of them? There's something important that he wants to release. That's why he's drawn. I think the same thing about Relentless Pursuit. Why is Pastor Jerseo flying from Brazil to the United States for one time? Why is Pastor Jose coming from Brazil to the United States for one time? Why is Mel Tari and his crazy busy schedule coming here for one time? Why is Ben Atkins? There's a reason why. And so for me, my heart is like I could have missed that time where the Lord wanted me to see these young people that were rescued out of human trafficking worshiping so that he could show me something about his heart. And yesterday, I don't know about you, but I saw something about Jesus' heart. And it was, I can go into the deepest, darkest places and rescue people from the most impossible situations. Why does he want me to know that? You know what I mean? Why? It's because he wants to use us to do the same thing. He wants to use us to rescue those people. He wants us. And to me, that's just what was blown away. But just so you guys know, because sometimes we forget it, that's the DNA of who we are. I mean, you saw our video. Like, he came to set freedom to the captives. Luke 4, 18, 19. Preach recovery of sight to the blind. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach. All of those things, That's our DNA. That's who we are. That's what we do. And so we don't want to miss out on the things that the Lord wants to reveal to us about what he's doing and what's on his heart in his hour. Because what I think yesterday was Jesus drawing us close to him and saying, this is what's on my heart. And I'm going to lay that out in front of you through the testimony of other people and how they've experienced me. And for me, I don't want to miss that. Because if you weren't here, then you missed part of it. But there's so much that my heart is that I don't want to miss what the Lord is drawing me close to reveal himself to me about. Does that make sense? He's got something on his heart. And so that to me, that's what just was driven home yesterday. And there were testimonies, and it was just incredible. But just to encourage you guys that, and I'm speaking this to my own water, like I don't want to miss out on what the Lord's heart is in this hour for people. And it's so easy here in the United States to miss that because of all the things that are around us. You know, and we had First Friday on Friday night in the middle of all of this. And it was our last time to have the booth, and it was kind of stretched out. And, you know, part of me is thinking, you know, there's things I got to get ready for Freedom Cry. And then you add on top of that, why don't you go down to First Friday? But that's something that the Lord puts out there as an opportunity to draw people to himself. And so when I was down there, there were two young ladies that I was sharing and drawing pictures for. And to me, it was just, as the pictures were coming and the Lord was giving, I mean, he was just giving me downloads about this is who you are. And that wasn't necessarily prophecy. It was just more so a word of knowledge of here's your personality. And then her friend's like, are you psychic? You know, no. It's like the Lord has drawn you here for this purpose right now because he wants you to know that he sees you and knows you. And so for me, I want to thank everyone that has come down to First Friday this year and stepped out in sharing Jesus that way. I know we're talking about relentless pursuit, but I want to thank you guys because, you know, the Russells have come down and they're kind of new to this whole thing and they just jump into it. So I want to thank, you know, Zach was there yesterday to help me set up. So he had to sacrifice time to help me come and do those things. So I really want to honor the Lord and thank you guys for stepping out in releasing the gospel at First Friday. Because it's an opportunity to meet people where they're at. And I'm believing that as, you know, what we were made aware of yesterday, as we continue to go out on First Friday and other nights, he's going to bring more people across our paths that have been dealing with these things. And to me, you know, get this thing away from me because I could talk forever. Yes. Is that, Lord, what is on your heart? I want to participate in it. So, amen.
I'm just going to share for a moment about Melissa Emerson, who was our first trafficking survivor victim and our survivor overcomer. She had once been a victim. Completely blown away, and just a couple of things the Lord was highlighting. You know, it was a lot for her to be here yesterday, and the Lord still brought her. She actually told me at one point that her daughter, I believe, had been hospitalized. There was just a lot of crazy things going on in her family, and she said she actually had the thought, I don't know if I can come. And she put it before the Lord and felt in obedience to the Lord, and then the Lord opened some doors for her family situation. But before that even happened, she came, and I mean, I was blown away by her humility. You know, I've seen a lot of, we've been to a number of these human trafficking conferences, and they're all amazing in their own way. And we've seen survivors who are overcomers, and they all have, you know, a different testimony. A lot of it involves, I mean, most of them have had some involvement with Jesus Christ. But the thing that really struck me about her was that a big focus of her message was about the power of forgiveness, receiving it for herself from Jesus, and then extending it to those who were closest to her in her life and others who hurt her very deeply, and that being integral, essential to her freedom and the power that she was able to release at Freedom Cry. And she's seen over 300, she's been on as a private investigator and a sting operation type person, seen over 300 children rescued, and she's been a part of that. And the Lord's used her testimony for that, and it's incredible. But, you know, she was, hopefully people can listen to the recording, but, I mean, just one little thing, I think at the age of 4 or 6, her own parents were the ones who were behind a lot of the start of her being trafficked. I mean, can you imagine? And raised in a very Christian family, or religious family, and I can't imagine that. Over 2 decades of being in trafficking, in different, and being burned alive, just things that you could never imagine. And she shared her testimony in a good extent to give God glory, but it didn't end there. It wasn't that, okay, now, you know, I have the trauma from this, but, you know, there's ways that I can, things that I can do to help not trigger myself, and I'm just sort of walking this tightrope through life, which we sometimes hear, which everyone's on their own journey, but she was like, no, I came to a point where it was her own daughter who said, Mommy, I want to talk to you about Jesus. She was addicted to heroin. She was in trafficking for over 2 decades. 5-year-old daughter that the Lord used to remind her about Jesus and was something that triggered events in her life to bring her to total freedom, freedom from addiction, freedom from leaving the life, getting her children back, her 3 children back in her own custody, and just the woman that we saw before us yesterday. So it's just incredible, and her being able to forgive her parents, you know, after years, and forgive the people, all of the male perpetrators, and just sharing with such humility that, you know, Jesus set me free, Jesus forgave me. And, you know, I'm extending that to them, and I out of obedience to the Lord, not so I can feel better, not so I can, but out of obedience to the Lord. And it was just so beautiful. Those are some things that struck me about her testimony, just really blessed to connect with her and her new, she's newly married, too. I mean, she came here. She's only been married for 3 months. I mean, it's just incredible to see, and it's cool because I know the Lord's going to do more with it. You know, I know that there'll be things in the future, and future connections potentially. So just really blown away by that and thankful. And
by the way, we're offering lunch with everything that was left over from yesterday. So as we wrap up here, we just want to give people an opportunity. Ashley, you can share. And I think Haley said she would. Is she around? Some people. Share what you felt the Lord was saying and doing. And by the way, this 5-year-old girl said, when you weren't there, Jesus was. So a lot of supernatural things were shared yesterday, and it was really amazing what God did.
So the second testimony that we had an opportunity to hear was from a woman named Brooke, and she also had a lot of struggles just going through life, and then her parents also had a hand in what was going on, and she ended up getting into a really, really dark situation, alternative lifestyles, all like the full yard. But what ended up happening was she ended up being outside of a store the one night, and there was a homeless man who was there, and he was reading a note, and then he handed it to her and her girlfriend, and was just talking about like what was going on. And they handed it back to him, and he was just crying. And it touched me because she was like, "I just saw the Lord in his eyes, just like it was clearing off the dirt on his face. His tears were," and that's what struck her. And that's what brought her back to Jesus, was just seeing this homeless man's tears and Jesus in that. And so then he also was talking to her about how she was going to grow her eyebrows back. And then he also was saying about how she was going to leave her girlfriend. And it ended up happening that she took that word and she was like, she just took it and ran with what Jesus was saying, and she was able to call her mom. Her mom had a word of knowledge that whenever Brooke called her, that she had to act immediately. And so her mom did. She found Brooke was able to get her brother and sister to come up and help her, as well as some friends, get her out of the situation she was in and be able to then go back, renew her relationship with her parents, with her family, and just be able to see what the Lord was doing. And she's now married, and she was talking about how much the Lord has been working through her husband and just showing her what true love is through a man. And so that was incredible to hear.
Yes? Is Haley here?
This Freedom Cry was really amazing. Jesus was all over it. I think I've been to most, if not all, of the Freedom Cries before, but coming home, like driving home from this one, I remember thinking, like, just empowered by the Spirit of God. And it wasn't so much as, like, I just feel like the last ones were good, but I feel like I came away with it was just awareness. It was like, here's the list of things that happen in the world, and here's all the statistics, and that was good to know. But this time I came away from it, and it was like, well, now I know that this is just a really big problem, but I see the Lord's moving. And to hear these ladies' testimonies was like, it was all God. Both of them were very clear in that Jesus was the one that saved them. And we see the world has so many, there's so many organizations, there's so many, like, you know, programs to help people in need. And we see so many people who try to get free and then fall back, and try to get free and fall back of whatever it might be that they're trying to get free of. But it was like Jesus set these ladies free, and it was Jesus. And sometimes there were some programs involved, but ultimately it was the Lord. And they don't have to fall back, and they're not going to fall back because the Lord secured it for them. And so I've just been thinking, like, all of these places in our own lives where we're like, where we want to put up to the Lord, like, why aren't you doing this? Or the Lord can't do something in my life in this area. Like, our lives are easy in comparison to what these ladies have gone through. And the Lord totally changed everything around on a dime, and has really given them the security and the foundation they need. And this morning while we were praying, the Lord was just giving me a lot of verses. And I was thinking that, you know, that the enemy, he's a prowling lion looking to destroy. But God is the Lion of Judah. And he took me to John chapter 1. And John the Baptist is speaking, and John the Baptist is speaking to the people, preparing the way for the Lord, and he goes, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And I'm just like, how strong and how powerful that is. Of just, we weren't just talking about the issue of human trafficking. We were talking about who the Lord is in the midst of that issue. And it was just very encouraged. I walked away so encouraged, so knowing that it's possible to do something, and that God's chosen us to do something. He was very clear and decisive in picking who was going to be there and who was going to hear this, and who's here this morning to hear about it, and to let us know that this is part of the call that he's given to our lives, and he's asking us to step forward in some way.
Hey, Jamie, can you just come up, and we're going to break for lunch here. Just pray over this. This is the wrong one. Where's the other one? Where's the Redemption for Life one? Anybody have a Redemption for Life flyer handy? Thank you. No, Redemption for Life flyer or brochure? Yeah. Okay, and then we're going to have complimentary lunch. But we can just draw your attention to this. You saw the video, the film, but this is really going to be helpful so that you can be a vessel for the Lord to explain what this is, and it's brought down into an understandable way in what we're doing, because we have a place in the community and abroad. So if you've seen this, right?
What's that? She made it. Does it matter? Well, Lord, we just thank you for the privilege and the honor, not only to host those that are overcomers because of your blood, host people that are in the fight to end human trafficking, Lord, but we thank you for the honor and the privilege to host your presence and to host you as king over all, as the one that eradicates, the one that vindicates the poor and the brokenhearted. Father, I just thank you that you were lifted up high. Father, this whole weekend, the months preceding up to this event, not an event, but of movement of your spirit in the earth, in your vessels, Lord. So we just thank you, Lord, that your name was glorified. It was lifted up. The gospel was literally released here yesterday. Father, what a beautiful thing for something like this to be hosted here, for many people coming in from different places, for them to hear who you are, that you are God and that you are good. And we just thank you for this, for Redemption for Life Ministry. Father, that is Romans 1:16, God, it's the gospel being released because it's the power of God unto salvation. Lord, that's what brings salvation. That's what brings redemption. That's how we recognize, restore, rescue, and respond because of the gospel, Lord. So we thank you for your gospel, Lord. Father, for every person that's been touched here yesterday, Lord, those that were even speakers, I know that you touched their hearts as well, Lord. You empowered them even more. Lord, I thank you that you strengthened them even more for what you've called them to do. You continue to release grace, God, supernatural grace, supernatural wisdom in every way that you are allowing them to step and walk to release Jesus to those around them. And those of us who've received here, Lord, now we just go, just as the message that Pastor Bill preached on the adulterous woman. Jesus said, you're not condemned, and I don't condemn you. Now go. And that's the word, Father. And we receive that for ourselves, Lord, to go and to take up the mantle that you've released to us, Lord. So we bless your name. We bless this food that was so amazingly donated in some ways to us, Father, yesterday, and all the other things that were donated. Father, discounts, just amazing things for the purpose of your gospel, God. So we just bless it, the leftovers, those of us that are staying as family to receive and partake together. Father, that we would just commune with each other and with your presence here, Lord. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. May we leave this place with grateful hearts, Father God, and our eyes on you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much. And I know she's already started lunch, so I don't know if there's anything you want to say back there, lunch people. Just come and get it. And if you guys want to take a look at these brochures later and look at them so you can be good communicators so people understand. Okay, we did take an offering yesterday, and it's going to go to Pastor Benjamin so that they can keep taking the steps. In the video you saw a group of people, about five or so. They were all Asian, not the little kids. Those are the ones who had been in the children's home. Those are the ones who are now teachers. Those are the ones who rescue kids now. Those are the ones who've gone through, you know what, on earth. Those are the ones who were in the homes, a lot of them. Okay, when Pastor Benjamin had to go to prison. This is the next generation. So it's like double redemption. Okay, so you need to understand those things and then carry it with us. So thanks today for your prayers. And please, may I encourage you guys to be praying for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Watch of the Lord. Oh, Friday, September 20th. Anything you want to say, Ashley? Come. There it is. There's another time. But pray at home too. God bless you guys. And I think we just go back and get the food. There it is.
Thank you for listening. If you need any additional information about Frontline Ministries International or Frontline Worship Center, you can visit us on the web at www.frontline-ministries.org or email us at info@frontline-ministries.org. Or you can contact us by phone at area code 330-837-8399.